Another important gesture that the Buddha made is the gesture of fearlessness, where he raised his hand up above his shoulder in what we sometimes call a traffic cop gesture. It actually comes from a story in the Buddha's life where he was in a conflict with an associate in the monastery who was attempting to split the Sangha and stage a revolt. Stage a protest against the Buddha. In order to do this, he wanted to intimidate the Buddha, so he set a raging elephant loose on a narrow street where the Buddha was walking. The raging elephant came charging down the street and was about to run over the Buddha. And the Buddha fearlessly, calmly, according to the story, raised his hand in the great traffic cop gesture, and the elephant stopped in his tracks and bowed down and paid his homage. That's traditionally described in Buddhist culture as the gift of fearlessness. It's an important aspect of the Buddhist tradition. It's one of the most characteristic gestures of the Buddha. You might actually, I don't know if you like to use these things in your own experience, but as professors, we often have fearful students who come into our office. And oftentimes, they come into our office and we don't have the time to deal with all the issues that are being dumped out onto the desk in front of us. And sometimes it's helpful just to say, you know, Grace, Jim, Peter, whoever you are, afraid I can't talk about everything you're putting out there for me today, but let me give you the gift of fearlessness. Take courage in your difficulties, because there will be a way for you to work your way through the challenges that seem to lie in front of you. And come back tomorrow in office hours and maybe we can talk about it in a little more detail. It's the kind of thing that Mahatma Gandhi, of course, spoke about quite passionately in his own campaigns for liberation from British control in India. And it's something that Aung San Suu Kyi picked up on in her own campaign for democratic values in Burma. But she gave it a little twist, a little Buddhist twist, like the twist that we've spoken of in some other aspects of the Buddha's teaching. She said, fearlessness may be a gift, as Mahatma Gandhi said, and as was represented in this gesture, this classic gesture of the Buddha. But perhaps more precious is the courage that is acquired through endeavor, through your own efforts. Courage that cultivates the habit of refusing to let fear dictate your actions. Now, as you listen to these words, you can hear how Aung San Suu Kyi's career brings together modern democratic values and the fundamental Buddhist values of courage, patience, tolerance, and nonviolence. It's a powerful mix, I think, for anyone who thinks that Buddhist values belong only in the monastery. Here they play a forceful and active role in political life, as they have in the Buddhist tradition all the way through its history, from the time of Ashoka to the present. Now, you might ask, why, of all the possible figures in Theravada Buddhist history, and of course there were many great monks and nuns and donors and activists of all sort, why, of all those possible figures, I've chosen to focus on these three political leaders, King Ashoka, King Mongkut, and Aung San Suu Kyi? There really are two reasons for this. One is to raise the issue for us of the relationship between Buddhism and politics. This is not something that you'd normally think of as being, as it were, consistent with traditional Buddhist values. If we have an image of the Buddha as monk, it's hard to imagine him as a politician. And yet the relationship between Buddhist values and politics has been a deeply rooted theme in Buddhist life. It's important for us to consider it in order to develop a full understanding of Buddhist society and to see how Buddhism wove its way into the life of other civilizations in Asia. My second reason for choosing these figures is to raise the question of modernity. It's very easy to imagine that the Buddhist tradition is only a historical artifact, something associated with the teaching of the Buddha, distant civilizations, distant from us not just geographically but historically. The truth is, of course, that Buddhism and Buddhist people have been involved in the process of modernization just the way religious people have been in cultures that are closer to home. So it's useful for us to see in King Mongkut and in Aung San Suu Kyi some of the subtle and very powerful ways that Buddhism has been brought into relationship with the challenges of modernity. We'll certainly see more about that as we discuss other important religious figures who have brought Buddhism into the contemporary world.